We pray. Holy Spirit, open our ears to hear, our minds to understand, and our hearts to believe all that you teach. Amen. How would you like to be highly regarded because you are the richest person in the world, or the most powerful, or the smartest, or the most attractive? On the other hand, how would you like to be an outcast, someone who is regarded as weak, unpopular, stupid, undesirable, contemptible? Or worse, how would you like to be bullied and pushed around, picked on, just because you're different? Welcome to Christianity. The world regards Christians as being a lower class of human being. Christians are seen as an impediment, something that gets in their way. As a commercial once put it, we only go around once, so we have to grab all the gusto we can get. That's the world's view. Grab all that you can get of fame and fortune, of power and prestige, of beauty and brilliance. But then along come these Christians who throw a wet rag on their fiery pride by saying such things as, "Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising steadfast love, judgment, and righteousness on earth, for in these I delight." It is this kind of truth that the world cannot tolerate. The result is that they go on the attack. It isn't enough for them to disagree with us or to ignore us. They want to silence us. Therefore, they persecute the faithful. Persecute the outspoken Christian. Whether in America or Canada or Australia, it's the same. Publicly confess your Christian faith and you can expect to suffer for it. In a short amount of time, some of you are going to be leaving ILC, leaving this relatively safe place to go and mingle with people who have no love for Christ. And therefore, they have no love for those who speak out about Christ and his teachings. Go forth then and expect to be persecuted. Before you cringe in fear, however, listen to Jesus' final and longest beatitude. "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Is it worth it? That's the question. People are willing to suffer if it's worth it. Athletes are willing to suffer as they prepare for their sport because it's worth it, or so they believe. Patients are willing to suffer under the surgeon's knife because they believe it's worth it. Ice fishermen are willing to suffer and endure the freezing cold because they believe it's worth it. Jesus tells us that we are blessed if we are persecuted. We are in a special status, a special category. Being persecuted for righteousness' sake exalts us to a preeminent position before God. It's the same status that was held by great believers of old, the patriarchs, the prophets, the apostles, and many, many men, women, and children. But above all, it is the status of the Son of God himself while he was still here on earth. If you are persecuted because you talk about Jesus, and because you live for Jesus, you're in good company. The best of company. What status ranks higher than this one? Jesus says, yours is the kingdom of heaven. Great is your reward in heaven. Athletes suffer through practice for the sake of the game. Patients suffer through surgery for the sake of the cure. Fishermen suffer through the cold for the sake of the dinner. It's not the pain of the moment, but the glory of the outcome. And for the Christian, the outcome is the kingdom of heaven. Franklin Roosevelt once said, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." This could apply to our lives as Christians. Don't be afraid of persecution. Be afraid of being afraid. If fear of persecution keeps you from confessing Christ before the world, where does that leave you? If the fear of a possibility is silencing you, what happens when the threat is real? Are you going to publicly deny Jesus, as Peter did? You have nothing to fear but fear itself. Remember the outcome. For the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. That's the outcome. The glory of the kingdom of heaven. Christ earned that for us. He made us fit to enter into heaven by washing away all that made us unfit, our sins. He made us fit by clothing us in his own perfect righteousness. He endured hell so that we would enjoy heaven. He became lowly so that we will be exalted. So blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for Christ's sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. We conclude with a hymn printed for you.